Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden signed Democrats' hard-fought spending bill into law today, marking a major legislative achievement for the party ahead of the upcoming midterm elections. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt explains, the legislation's been over a year in the making.
The legislation includes more than $300 billion to go towards clean energy, the largest federal investment of its kind in U.S. history.
This bill is the biggest step forward on climate ever. And it's going to allow us to boldly take additional steps toward meeting all of my climate goals.
It also creates a 15% minimum tax for corporations making $1 billion or more, which is expected to bring in more than $300 billion in revenue. Democrats now have to sell the legislation to the American people. Biden and members of his cabinet plan to travel across the country to highlight how the legislation could cut prescription drug expenses, healthcare premiums, and energy costs. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration says people will be able to buy hearing aids over-the-counter without a medical exam as soon as mid-October. NPR's Maria Godoy has that story.
Hearing loss affects around 30 million Americans over the age of 18, according to the FDA. But less than 20% of people who could benefit from hearing aids actually have them. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says price can be a major barrier.
Hearing aids can cost thousands of dollars per pair, and they're not always covered by insurance.
Becerra says by allowing over-the-counter sales, the new FDA rules will encourage competition and help make hearing aids affordable to many more people, potentially saving consumers hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
Mental health care clinicians turned out at Kaiser Permanente hospitals in Northern California and the Central Valley on the second day of an open-ended walkout. Leslie McClurg with member station KQED has more.
What do we want?
Picketers carry signs that say, Kaiser, don't deny. Workers are calling for increased wages and staffing. Nicole Riddle marched alongside her colleagues this morning. She's a labor and delivery nurse at Kaiser who has faced long wait times trying to access care for her own family.
I had to threaten to sit outside of someone's office until they gave my daughter an appointment.
Riddle says she is appalled that her employer staffs one full-time therapist for every 2,600 members in Northern California. Kaiser says it's hiring, but it's challenged by the country's shortage of mental health care providers. For NPR News, I'm Leslie McClurg in Oakland.
Wyoming Republican lawmaker Liz Cheney is facing a tough fight for her seat. That's as the congresswoman who played a major role in the House January 6 committee faces a challenge from Trump-backed challenger Harriet Hageman. Polls there close in roughly an hour. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 239 points. This is NPR. Despite high inflation and stiffer mortgage rates for homes, Atlanta-based Home Depot is reporting record profits and sales in today's quarterly earnings report. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Christopher Alston, reports the retail giant saw sustained demand during the traditionally busy summer months.
Home Depot CEO Ted Decker says sales for the 3 months ending in July were up more than 6% from the same period last year, reaching almost $44 billion. While the number of customer transactions fell in the second quarter, the amount shoppers spent per transaction went up. Market analysts say inflation accounts for some of that increase. Home Depot has continued to attract personal and professional business, even as there's been a slowdown in home buying and home building over recent months. Despite the unprecedented revenue, the company stuck to its 2022 growth forecast of mid-single-digit earnings per share. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Alston in Atlanta.
A warning from health officials to people infected with monkeypox: stay away from household pets since the animals could be at risk of catching the virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issues the advice as monkeypox has spread in the U.S. It follows a report published last week in the medical journal Lancet about an Italian greyhound that apparently caught the virus. Infections have also been detected in rodents and other wild animals, where the authors say it's the first report of monkeypox infection in a domesticated animal. Crude oil futures prices have now fallen to their lowest level in 6 months, oil ending the session down more than 3% to settle at $86.53 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.